You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, November 4th, 2005. Hi, my name is Courtney, and this week we have Math Corner, Student News, Weird Fact of the Week, Elizabeth's Ark, and Word of the Week. First up, Student News.
This is embarrassing, and I am so sorry, but it appears that part of our, file got lost, or actually, didn't get recorded at all. So, poor Courtney has to have me read part of her section here. So, here goes. This week, Mr. S got to pick what he wanted to buy with $1,000 for the school because he got $1,000 for Technology Teacher of the Year. What Mr. Sprinkle picked was a new recording studio for the school. He got a recorder, a mixer, and three microphones. He also got two stands for the microphones.
One of the three microphones he got was one that the students could interview people with. You have to keep your hands still, or it will sound staticky. Mr. Sprinkle even bought a pop screen for school. A pop screen is something that blocks out the sound when you say something with a P. Mr. Sprinkle decided that he wanted three or four people at a time that are called a setup crew. Therefore, when we're setting up, they are the ones who set up the stuff. We really enjoy this new podcasting equipment.
Mr. S showed us this really cool website that had a neat creature called the tree octopus. It mostly lives in a pond or a creek and in the rainforest, but it comes out sometimes and climbs on the trees. It prefers to be in water. After we got really interested, Mr. S asked us, would you like to put this fictional tree octopus on the podcast? We were really surprised because the picture looked realistic and it looked like a real article, but it wasn't. We were very confused. Mr. S did this to teach us that not everything on the internet is correct, and even books can make mistakes. You have to be a good reader by checking where it came from. Are there other websites about it, and is it real? We were very surprised.
Also this week, we have been working on building a paper oak tree. On this tree, we have put paper animals, but it is not as easy as you think. First, you have to make the animal, and then you must talk to a teacher about the animal, and then the oak woman, aka Mr. I's intern. She will ask you the five basic survival needs for the animal, and if you get them right, you will get your animal on the paper oak tree. Also in science, we went outside to look for signs of animals. We drew sketches of acorns, pine cones, berries, etc., or anything else that had evidence that a living organism was there. When we were leaving, Mr. S. found a pile of coyote scat.
Finally, Channel 6 News came on Thursday, October 27, 2005. Everyone was excited. Channel 6 News came to interview us because of our podcast. They stayed until lunchtime. Three people that were here last year got interviewed. Caroline is the adult that is on TV and interviews people. And Josh is the cameraman. Josh does not get to be on TV. Caroline emailed us a letter, and it says the day that our class will be on TV. This is what Caroline emailed us.
I just want to let you know that the piece is definitely airing on November 10th. However, once I started writing, I realized that I'd barely be able to scratch the surface of what I found so interesting about your class, all the learning going on. So we're actually going to do another piece that focuses on how you guys are using podcasting in education. I'll let you know when I have that date. Good luck with the rest of the school year. Caroline Cornish.
Thank you for coming, Caroline and Josh, and putting us on another piece.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth's Ark. This is a new corner where we try and help the animals from Animal Welfare Society in Kennebunk, Maine, get adopted. This week we have a dog named Jill, a cat named Elvin, and a ferret named Bernie. Well, here they are. First we have Elvin. He is a 12-year-old neutered male. He has short tiger fur, white fur. His previous family surrendered him to the shelter because their neighbor was abusing him. He doesn't understand how some people could be so cruel. He's a handsome boy that is best described as friendly and sweet. He is on a prescription diet to help with his urinary tract health. If you have room in your heart for a sweet boy like him, then please stop by to get to know him. Next we have Jill. She is 6-year-old spayed female English Springer Spaniel Beagle mix. Her previous family surrendered her and Jack to the shelter because of a family illness. She will do well with other dogs as well as cats, although she may chase them at first. She also gets along with kids of all ages. As long as they are gentle, she is shy. An obedience class will help her with confidence building and socialization. The shelter staff says she's a very sweet girl that loves people, but is just a little bit shy and insecure. She would also get along very well with Jack and would love to come home where she can join us with a loving, patient family. She will come out of her shell and end up being a wonderful companion. Jack is another dog at the Animal Welfare Society. Now we have a ferret named Bernie. He is a handsome little adult neutered male ferret with a sable coloring and white markings on his face. He is a friendly boy that also gets along well with other ferrets. His previous family surrendered him to the shelter because the landlord would not allow them to keep him. He is super playful, and he could have tons of fun with you. He wants you to get together soon with him. He can't wait to move into his new home. If one of these animals sounds good for you, then call the Animal Welfare Society at 207-985-3244. And their website is www.animalwelfaresociety.com. Well, next week we will have some pet tips. This is Elizabeth with Elizabeth's Ark. Bye!
Hi, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Harry. And here's a game from our Everyday Math. This week we are going to tell you how to play Beat the Calculator.
This is how you play the game.
First, you need to get number cards 1 through 10. 10 and 4 of each.
And you also need a calculator.
You need 3 players. One player would be the calculator. And another player is the brain. And the last player is the calculator.
Then you shuffle your deck of cards, then you place the deck of cards face down so no one can see them.
The person that is the calculator solves the problems by typing in on the calculator.
And the brain person solves it in their mind without a calculator. And the caller just flips over the 2 cards and says what the problem is. For example, 9 times 2.
And the calculator and the brain will try to figure it out. Whoever says the answer first gets to keep the card. Whoever has the most cards at the end of the game wins. Last year when we played this game, we had a lot of fun. How about you, Bailey? Did you have fun?
Yeah, and it's great to play at home or on a plane or anywhere you are.
Well, I'm Haley.
And I'm Bailey
with Math Corner.
Weird fact of the week. Weird fact of the week.
Fact of the Week with Zach and Ty. All these facts are researched from Ripley's books and website. We wrote Ripley's last year and got permission to use their books and website. Here are the facts.
Has your computer ever crashed? Don't you hate it? The people here don't. At the Da Vinci Day Festival at Corvallis, Oregon, people used to launch household appliances like computers on a giant catapult.
Did you know the gravestone of Guy Akrish is shaped like a giant cell phone?
One night, Sonmez Yakelmez was fast asleep when a snake slipped up into his mouth. Then the next day, he had an x-ray. The doctor told him the snake was alive. He tried an ancient snake removal remedy. He hung above a bowl of hot milk. Then the snake was drawn out by the smell and came out of his mouth.
Joe Horowitz of Los Angeles balanced a sword point first on his nose. Weren't those facts weird? Don't forget to email us at room208podcast@gmail.com. And also don't forget to go to ripleys.com, and that Ripley's is all about truth, fun, and weirdness. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Cassidy with the Word of the Week, and the Word of the Week this week is gibberish. I'm going to be asking some people what they think the word gibberish means. What do you think the word gibberish means?
I think it means talking strange.
I think gibberish means like you can't stop moving, like wiggly. Or like maybe you like to run a lot.
I think the word gibberish means like you can't stop talking, like you're talking really fast and stuff.
I think it means shaking a lot.
What do you think the word gibberish means?
I think it means that an animal is gnawing on a piece of wood or something.
I think the word gibberish means you're jumpy.
What gibberish really means is that someone is talking nonsense. Here's the word gibberish in this sentence. My friend will not stop talking gibberish. He talks silly all day long.
My name's Cassie, and that was the word of the week.
You might remember last show, we shouted out to Mills Murphy, second grade class in Texas. Well, they did a shout out to us. And here it is.
Shout out to Room 208!
We got a shout out from Room 208, and we're shouting back. A shout out is telling someone else that you like their podcast.
We like the Room 208 podcast because they use a lot of music. They make their own music and also find it on the internet.
We also like the podcast because they are really, really good. We want our podcast to be as good as theirs, and we want to encourage them to do even more.
Thanks for the shout-out, Room 208.
Thanks, Mills Murphy. We loved your podcast.
Wasn't that a great show? We hope you will listen to our next show. You can reach us at bobsprankle.com and you can email us at roomtoy8podcast@gmail.com. Bye, we'll see you next week.
Some of the music provided today came from the Pod Show Pod Save Music Network. Check it out at musicpodshow.com.